Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Craig, it's 9 o'clock, which means it's time for a Talk Magic, and I am here today with two people that I've had on the channel several times before. I have the dynamic duo, the father and son double acts, the greatest magic dealers in the whole world. I am, of course, talking about the one and only Harry Nardi and Peter Nardi, who are on the channel to talk about the brand new Alakazam website. Guys, how are you doing?
All good, mate. All
good. Very good. Thank you very much.
All good. Really excited.
Yes.
And it's good to be on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. You had me on once, so you never invited me back. So,
well, you know, I mean, to be honest, it's more relevant having Harry on these days. So, like, I prefer to have him.
I'm gonna mention this because I was quite offended. The actual meeting, when it came up, it said, join the meeting, Craig Petty, Harry Nardi.
Yes.
The only way that could have been worse was Craig Petty, Harry Nardi, and his dad.
Yeah. He knows for next time. Whack that in there.
Yeah.
And his dad. Don't worry. I'll make sure that's in there. Well, I'm glad you could step in because obviously Jenny wasn't available. So it's nice to get you in, Peter. So, you know, to support Harry.
Yeah, Jenny, buddy's having a rest.
Yeah.
So I'm the last one.
But in all seriousness, this, one of the reasons I wanted to get you on the channel is because This new website that has been launched has been a long time coming. I mean, ever since I started working with Alakazam, way back when we first talked about gossip, yeah, you guys were saying to me, we're going to have a new website. And it's finally here.
Yeah.
It just got launched a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get you on to talk about what that means for Alakazam.
Yeah.
Because, and I've spoken about this on the channel, you guys have been leading the way since the beginning of COVID, really, and before, with ideas and technological advances, like, you know, your weekly live sessions on Facebook that's built up a huge community, the Discord channel, which Wayne is doing absolutely wonders with, the live launches with the after shows, all of these innovations, not to mention the Alakazam Academies. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you're doing that nobody else does, or they do not to the same level that you do. And now that the website has been brought up to a level where it's kind of really up there, it's going to allow you to do a lot more. Is that right? Talk me through everything.
Yeah, it is. I mean, well, the thing is, if I think back, we started Alakazam almost 30 years ago. So before the internet existed, okay, there was no internet. I used to work, I'm trying to think what I was doing at the time. I was working, I'm not going to go through all this again, but I was working for a computer company. And then when I heard about this thing called the internet, I built our very first site, which was just like it was a brochure. You didn't have shopping carts back then. So we were one of the first, I'm trying to think actually, Hank Lee had some sort of website. But I don't think anyone else in the UK, any other magic dealer, and there weren't very many magic dealers, let's be honest. You know, you had Davenport's, International, Mark Mason, and maybe a couple of magic shops, but they were the three major players. So I believe, I can't be 100% sure, but I believe that Alakazam was the first magic website in the UK at the time. I believe. I might be wrong. Maybe JB was just before me, but I can't remember. We were both around sort of pretty much, you know, the same time. And about 15 years ago, we moved away from an off-the-shelf product for a website, which was the core, and we had a site custom built because the off-the-shelf products could not do what our vision was, or my vision was for the company at the time. Yeah. So we had a site custom built. Now, it was great back then because it was so advanced and it allowed us to do things that you just couldn't do unless you had, you know, tons of money to throw in. I mean, it weren't cheap to get it done, but and over that 15 years, we kept adding things to it, like the ability to have the academies and loads of other things in the loyalty point system and all this. So all these things had to be separately programmed in, very, very expensive. But what we found the last sort of 5 or 6 years, we went for a big revamp on the site. About every 3 years, we would give it a big revamp. The problem was, I don't think they ever changed, even though they said they did, I don't think they ever changed the core programming.
No.
So what they were doing is they were building into this site. And I don't really know how to build websites. But what we started to find was the site was very limited. So we were thinking of these great ideas to take it forward. But it weren't really possible with our site unless we paid them thousands to reprogram it. But the more we were having built in, the more errors we were seeing. Mm. It was like the site.
It's like, you know, like Jenga, and you keep building it up and it just keeps leaning and leaning and leaning. You know what I mean? And it just at some point, you're going to come to a hole and it's just going to fall.
You would have experienced this because every time we do a Craig Petty live launch, our site crashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we've got so many people on it. So, you know, it was getting, it functioned fine and, you know, day to day running, it was fine. But it was time. My problem was, I was very scared to make that move. Very scared. Jenny's been saying to me for ages, we need to change the site because, you know, she does a lot of online shopping and she goes, but these sites are so much easier to use than ours. And, you know, they look nicer and everything else. And I just kept putting it off.
I can understand why, because Alakazam, when you first started, obviously it was all people coming into the shop. It was all people seeing you at conventions. You know, in the last few years, your business has shifted. You're now one of the top, you know, I would imagine, I don't know your sales figures, but I'd imagine a big, massive percentage of your sales figures come from people shopping online.
Oh, yeah.
And when you kind of think, well, it's a scary thought to think, well, you know, a lot of our income comes from this thing. Yeah, it's not working as well as it could do. But if we get it wrong, it's going to massively impact anything that's... So it's a really... just thinking about it, I can imagine it's a really scary thing. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it was. But the thing is, you know, Jenny's been getting at me for a good couple of years. Harry has... Where Harry's got far more involved in the company in the last few years. Obviously, Harry sees things differently to me. So he's got these visions of what the site can do and everything else. So he's been pushing for a new site. We just bit the bullet about, it was about a year and a half ago, we got a company on to do it. It's finally launched. And what it's going to allow us to do is very exciting. It's not all going to be there on day one.
Yeah.
But what it means is in 2 years' time, our site, programming-wise and technically-wise, will be still bang up to date because it will keep updating. So it just means there's ideas that I want to bring to fruition in the next few months that we would not have been able to do on the new, the old site, whereas we can do them on the new site. And one of the things which we've just added, and it's a little fun thing, but I actually think it's a very relevant thing, is something we call Deck Refresh.
I think this is genius. I think this is great.
Do you know what? We've all been in that situation. Me as a magic dealer, most probably more than most. But the amount of times a gig used to come in unexpected and I didn't have a fresh deck of cards. Or the amount of times as a magic dealer, I get a call at 7 o'clock at night going, are you open? I'm going to a gig and I need some new cards. And now this one started gigging. It's like, have you got everything? Yeah, yeah. Have you got that card stab?
It's weird. And I don't forget it. Yeah. It's just you don't even think about it.
You don't think about it. Well, you, we've all got hundreds of decks laying around.
Yeah.
Most of them are half empty. Yeah.
You put it together, it's like black, white, grey. You know what I mean? Not good.
So we added this thing called Deck Refresh. And if you are one of those people, or even if you just want to treat yourself to, when I started getting back into Magic, bicycle cards were about £7 a deck from Davenport's, I think, at the time. And I made a mental note that I was going to treat myself to one red and one blue deck every month. And that would be my little, this is obviously before I was gigging, when I was just getting back into it. And I used to get so excited to go and get my fresh decks, you know, and it would feel really good. So Deck Refresh is basically a subscription service. You choose either 3, 6, or 12 decks. If you want more, let us know. We can put them up there. But basically what it means is once you've ordered them, you don't have to think about it. Every month, you will get them delivered to your door. You'll get a discount for subscribing. Yes. And anytime you want to stop the subscription, you just press stop. And it just stops you having to worry about it. So if you're one of these guys that goes, do you know what? I'd love three new decks a month because I know I use them. And then I've got to wait 4 weeks before I go to a Magic shop or before I bother. It's very expensive to order one deck of cards from a Magic dealer.
Because you've got posters.
Because you've got posters. Like, so you're paying for three decks, really, to order one.
Yeah.
Whereas for the Deck Refresh thing, you're going to get a discount on the decks, and it just means every month you're just going to get them delivered. So if you're a working pro, you're going to get a dozen decks delivered every month.
And that's an example of something that you can do on the site that you wouldn't have been able to do on the old site.
Yeah,
you can 100%. Have that service, and you can you can manage it internally, which is just amazing. Yeah,
we got so many ideas, and like we've got some of the new features here. But I mean, this site is better all round because we've already, after sort of a few days of launching it, normally it's got a period where people, it needs to get them time to get used to it. They need to work out where this is. But everyone said it's so much easier to navigate. It's so much cleaner, so much easier to get stuff, you know, get orders through, make payment and stuff like that. But also just another feature that we added, which we should have had before anyway, is just like, obviously, some people want to just treat themselves, but don't want to spend loads of money, or they just want to see what's free, or just want to see a download on a bank holiday, do you know what I mean? And they can't be bothered to spend anything. If you go on our site, click on all products, then we've just got the filter section on the left. You just do lowest to highest. And even things like being able to see all of our free stuff, you know what I mean? It's so much easier. Before, we've got downloads, but there's thousands and you can't find anything. So it's the functionality is better all around.
And the other thing we've added in is there's a bit underneath each product, there's a bit that says questions or ask a question. So you can go onto a product, you can ask a question. Now the great thing is anyone that has purchased that product from our site will automatically be tagged as a verified buyer. And they can answer the question.
Because they've got the product.
So it's not just someone coming in that's going, I saw the trailer and I don't think it can be done. You get people that have bought it and it will say verified buyer and they can answer it and give their true, honest experience.
That's great.
Rather than, you know, us having to go on there and answer everything, people can give their own opinions on it, you know? So I think that's a very valid thing. There was another thing I was going to mention as well, which is...
Well, I've got a list of the new sort of features that we've got here, just so I can let the guys...
I'm very interested in hearing this, Harry, and I'll tell you for why. You mentioned it before, Pete, but you were probably the first company, Magic company in the UK to get a website. You guys have been innovating from the front all the way from the very, very beginning. I'm not just saying that because I'm a fan of Alakazam. From memory, you were the guys back in the day that innovated in the UK, at any rate, the fancy packaging for tricks, weren't you? I mean,
before you guys,
it was Jiffy Bags. It was just like Jiffy Bags, and it was Alakazam that were like started to really kind of make everything look super professional, and you changed the industry with that. I mean,
The thing is, I do come from a sales background, so I've always been in sales in one way or another. And I remember when we moved to Ashford, I joined the local magic club, and that's where I met Adrian Gower from Monster Creations.
So the best designer.
Yeah. So we're talking 22 years ago, I met Adrian. I didn't know he was a designer at the time. So he used to come down and we used to do some tricks and everything. And one day we were talking about a new product, and I said, my dream would be to have a magic product that you could see on the shelf in, I don't know why I said it, I said Boots at the time, you know, just something that just looked like a bit of normal, looked like a proper package. And he said, oh, I do design. And I went, really? And he went, yeah. He said, let me send you some designs. And from that moment on, we started working together. So I've been with, Adrian has designed everything for us.
That's crazy.
For the last 22 years.
And when you think of the vast design differences, you've got Jamie Dore stuff, you've got John Carey bits, you've got stuff with Craig, yourself, you know what I mean? There's tons, isn't there?
Yeah, Aiden's amazing. And, you know, we've been good friends for years. When I first opened the Alexam shop in Ashford, Aid used to work in the shop 2 days a week. Oh, wow. He was one of my demos as well. And when I was interviewed by Richard Kaufman for Genie Mag, Richard actually cited the fact that we were the first ones to change the packaging and make the packaging something that looks nice. And my feelings behind it was, we're putting out good quality products, and I want people to see the value or feel the value even before they open the box. Because the thing is, you know, back in the day, you would buy, like, you'd go out and buy, like, a whatever it is, a £100 trick, and you'd walk out with a little plastic bag with a folded up, quite crudely folded as well. They were never neatly folded. It was just like a, you know, screwed it up, chucked it in a bag, give us your £100, thank you, mate. And yeah, it is.
I remember, you know, going to Blackpool, and you'd have some amazing stuff by Stephen Tucker, and it'd all be in little jiffy bags. And then Mark Leverage would have the same, and so would Eddie Gibson, and all the dealers. They all just had a little jiffy bag. There you go. And yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to have a nice bit of packaging. And I know you don't use the packaging in the effect, but I think, you know, a lot of thought goes into the packaging, a lot of expense goes into the packaging, but it is something I feel good when I buy. Everyone says it, when you buy an Apple product, you just hold the box and you just go,
that's perfect slipping out.
And you just think, oh, that's quality. Before you've even looked inside, you know, you just go,
it is true.
That's quality. And it was that sort of thing, you know. And I know that when I started doing the packaging, straight away, if someone walked into a magic shop, their eyes are drawn to the packaging. So if I had a couple of Alexam products and a couple of Jiffy Bag products, no one really went to those. It was like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
So, you know, it is a sales thing as well as that. But yeah, we were the first, I think we were the first in the world to
introduce another packaging. That is mental.
That's just mad when you think about that. But yeah, and I, you've got the chance to do it again now. So you said you had a list, Harry.
Yes.
List me. What have we got? What are you excited about with the new website? Because, you know, you were the guy, you know, you were the guy that innovated the Discord server, you know, which has become a big thing for Alakazam. You know, and I remember interviewing you, you know, over a year ago now, and you were like, yeah, we got this Discord server, and it's gone from strength to strength, as have the, you know, the weekly things and the live launches and everything that you guys are doing. So I can only imagine that the site is going to help you push that even more in into the future. So what you got?
Obviously some of these you will probably know, but the Discord server is still there. So for anyone that doesn't know what it is, it's basically a free online magic club that's open 24/7. So you jump in there, you speak to people, you can see them face to face, or you can just join audio rooms if you don't want to show your face and stuff like that. Which is just a great way to meet people. And so many people now, the other day we had, and our shop isn't massive, like the actual size of it, but we had like 25 or 20 people come down that all met on the Discord, that all come down together. Yeah. And they were from all parts, you know, Oxford, all different areas, all come down. So that's a really big thing.
And they have, I mean, you know, Craig, that you do, you've done some lectures on our Discord, and they're free of charge, free of charge. So, you know, Craig has given his time. Andy does a monthly course. So there's one this Saturday. And he'll do it on different things, whatever people ask for, whether it's card slides, coin slides, whatever. He does a monthly show. Wayne organises all of this. So Wayne does interviews. Wayne does a fantastic job as the host. And they have a Zoom hangout. So if something's going on, if they're having a Zoom hangout in the evening, Wayne will post a link in there and everyone's welcome to join. So it's a really good friendly place.
And yeah, I mean, we're not talking about a Discord for long, but it is just great because people are on there 24/7 because it's all the way all around the world, so there's always someone on there. And the amount of people that ring up that just want to talk about magic, that don't have a magic club near them, that their family, which is fair enough because I'm sure most families don't want to talk about magic all the time, so it's just a great place to hang out, you know. So it's really, really good. So that is there. Every single parcel that leaves Alakazam's doors is now tracked, which is important, so we know exactly where it is. So we do 24-hour or we do 48-hour, which is all tracked. And if you're outside the UK, we now offer DHL services, which is a lot faster, obviously. So that's good to bear in mind. We have loads of different payment options now, which is a lot easier as well. So, you know, you've got Apple Pay, if you just click the one button, you've got Google Pay. We do Klarna as well. So if you're looking at picking up anything, for example, a Pro Mystic range, but you can't afford it in that one big chunk, then it breaks it down into monthly payments.
Interest really free good. As well.
Yeah, which is really, really good.
Yeah, it's really good. And you can choose, and that's for any, that could be for a £30 product, I think. You could choose to pay £10 a month.
I believe so.
Or if you wanted to, if you want to buy something, but your payday is for a few weeks' time, you can choose to pay in 30 days, interest free. It's great. It's not us that offers that service. It is something called Klarna, which is quite popular, but it's built into the site. So if that's something that you want to use, you know, it's there.
That's awesome.
100%. And the great thing with the site is it's allowed us to just look at everything as a whole. You know, it's not just like we transferred all of this to there, which initially was the idea to just transfer it. But obviously, when you do websites, there's always hurdles, so we had to do more than what we thought we'd have to do manually, but it was good because we've re-looked at everything, you know. And one of them is prices and price matching. So we've looked over all of our prices and we've now got sort of super keen competitive prices, which is important.
So a lot of our prices have lowered across the board
on all of them. Which is good. Yeah, we've looked at everything, which is why it's so exciting.
What happens if our price isn't the cheapest?
What, still, after the changes?
Yeah.
Price match, mate. So don't worry about it. So what happens, if you find it cheaper somewhere else, obviously give us a buzz and we'll match the price. Pretty much no questions asked, so that's good. Or you can email us and stuff, which is good. All right, I've got another question. What if, this is serious, what if you buy something, let's say an assassin, and the next day it's on sale, what happens then?
I get very annoyed.
Yeah?
Very annoyed.
I'll tell you what we do now. We'll refund the difference. If you buy something and it goes on sale, within 3 days of you purchasing it, we'll refund you the difference without any questions asked. All right?
That's wicked.
Yeah, that's a good one. Because it does annoy us, doesn't it? Whenever I've bought something before, and the next day it's on sale, and I think, you're kidding me. But now we will refund you the difference if you buy it, obviously, in 3 days it goes on sale. So that's a great feature. I love that.
Yeah.
You
can tell he's wicked. Come up with most of these, because old Scrooge McDuck here.
This is insane. I've never seen a magic dealer offer this sort of stuff, because that's not, you know, that's not what normally happens in the industry. It's like, you know, if you buy something and then there's a sale, it's like, well, you know, tough luck, screw you.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
yeah. So if it's within 3 days, and the price, I think the price goes down more than 5%, is it, or something? Then we'll refund the difference.
Yeah. Which it always does.
You don't do a 2%
discount. Yeah. That is a new feature. No, I'm joking. We do better loyalty systems. So we've got a better loyalty system, which means you get points for leaving reviews and things like that, because On our old site, we're very conscious about reviews because it really helps people to know about a product when other people are buying it. And with the verified buyer, that really helps, which is really good.
Yeah.
But the new point system means you do get points for reviewing stuff. So you are getting back by giving more as well. There's better affiliate links and schemes. So in your back end of your account, I can give my mate a link. And if you buy it, you both get like
some points
and money off and things like that. So that's a lot better. And you hit targets. And one of the targets is a VIP tier, which has got some exclusive benefits of.
So basically, the way the loyalty screen system works now is, like Harry said, you get points for leaving a review on your birthday. You'll get a point. Make sure you fill in all your details on your birthday. Yeah. You'll get a little surprise. So you get points for loads of stuff. But there are different levels. So what happens with the points now is you build up an amount and then you basically exchange it automatically for a voucher.
Yeah.
So it's not as if you've got two, 10 pence worth of points and you can use them. You save until you got a fiver's worth. Then you get, it says you've got £5. You want to convert and you just press it and you convert. But there is a VIP tier. I don't think people were going to sort of hit that mark in a few weeks, but when they do hit it, it will open up loads of additional benefits, like
having Wayne Goodman personally deliver your stuff to your door.
Yeah, he'll love that. If I say that to him, he'll go, "Yeah, what time should I go?"
Yeah,
he would. Wayne loves it.
He would love it. But we've got actually physical Alakazam cards, which you will receive like almost like a credit card type thing. It's not a credit card, but
you get a special VIP pack when you hit the VIP tier, but then you get loads of additional benefits that will sort of you'll just get loads of goodies, and it's going to cost you nothing.
Yeah, it's just once you hit it.
So
are you able to go into the site and see how close you are to hitting it?
Yeah.
In the back end when you go into the
it keeps track of everything, and then it at the bottom it does say this is how far you are away from hitting it.
It's wicked. It's so honestly, the features are great. Another one as well, which is a simple one but is important, is sort of related searches. So if you type in a product, it will come up with ones that have a similar name, which is, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but when you're typing in Chop by Craig Pettit, it will come up with loads of different things as well, which is cool. So you can find different things that are related, which is nice. We also do giveaways every month. So if you look on our website, in the bottom left-hand corner, there's a little speakerphone that says giveaways on it. And if you click that and enter your email address for that month, then you're in with a chance of winning the product that's on as a giveaway. So this month we're giving away Intuition, which is worth $169.99.
It's great. I gave it a great review. It's an awesome
track. It's brilliant. So we're giving away a different product every single month. It's free to enter, and the winner's announced sort of at the end of the month, which is really, really cool. And you can see how many entries there are on there as well, so you can see that.
It's an automated service. So once the winner's automatically drawn, we don't draw it.
Yeah.
The system draws it, sends them an email. And, you win it for nothing.
100%. So, I'm trying to think that I know for a fact there's more than... Oh, we have also updated our returns policy, but check out the site for that for all like the T's and C's. But, yeah, we've really updated everything, and it's really exciting because we have had a chance to sort of look over everything as a whole, sort of get right stuck in and just give better stuff than we thought we could. And, of course, you're still going to get the great products and things like that, but it's just going to be even more. Great products coming out.
The other thing that I want to mention as well is the site itself is intuitive.
Mm.
So when you go on there, Craig, and you've made a few purchases, the site will know what interests you. So
we're talking Netflix type stuff here.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it will know what interests you. So even the way we do our emails over the next few months is going to start changing. There's going to be less emails going out, because at the moment we send an email a day.
Mm.
Now, for me, it's very scary to send less than an email a day, but Harry, who's a very modern forward thinker, said, "Dad, stop it." But the beauty is with these emails, what's going to happen is it's going to be not automatically generated, but it's going to, each person that receives an email will most probably see different products because the email going out to Craig Petty will not contain the stuff, the same stuff in the email going out to Mr. Cheeky Chops the Clown.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that, and they include cool. things like discounts and things like that. You know, not everything's about giving stuff away, but when we do discounts, it will look at what you want because, yeah, Craig, you might not be interested in appearing Kane, for example, whereas Ryland might be interested in dancing Kane. Yeah. So I know he wanted to learn that, didn't he? So that's the thing, you know, it's going to be tailored more. And we just want a better user experience for you guys, you know. We don't want just to bombard your stuff you're not interested in.
Yeah.
And it's just better all around. I can't.
If I go in there and buy Wayne Goodman tricks, will it suggest joke books on bad jokes?
Yeah.
Then we've got a winner. Brilliant.
There
Brilliant.
You go. Oh. Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, my God. That's good.
For us, it's such an exciting step. Yeah. I mean, obviously, the intuitive side of the site is going to take, Absolutely. It has to learn about you.
Yeah.
But in a few months' time, it would have sort of gathered enough information about what you like and what you look at. So you're not getting emails that will be irrelevant to you.
Mm.
Are you still going to be sending out the generic emails as well?
Yeah, we will do. Yeah,
like, it's like something exciting coming out
that you
know about.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll still send out like the big releases and everything else. But
I've got another couple of things I've just remembered.
We're going to try and cut down the amount of emails we're sending rather than sending one a day and make them more relevant to you. Because I know, you know, we've got quite a big email list and everyone's got a different interest.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's no point sending a kids entertainer a hardcore, you know, Ben L DVD because they're just not interested in it.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and target it, which means as the end user, you'll get less emails, but they'll be more relevant to you.
Mm.
That's the aim. But that will take a few months for the site to understand what you like, you know?
We also as well, which is really cool, in terms of gift cards and gift vouchers, this is really cool. So on your phone now, let me bring it up. You got things like this. So if I'm going to try and cover it just so you don't get a free one, all right? If I do that, look. And now on my phone, I've now got the Alexam gift card and it's got the value up there. So that's just in your wallet on your phone, which is cool because whether you're in-store or at conventions, it works with our systems. But also it will just take off the value. So I've got 20 quid on there. Say I buy something for $19.99. I'll have 1p left on that card. So it's live, it changes all on there as well, so you know how much you've got left.
Here's a question for you, which I've never seen a magic dealer do. You know, when you, obviously I buy stuff off your site, I get points and so on and so forth. Is there a way so that when I go and see Alakazam at a convention and I buy something from you at a convention, that is on my account? Because at the moment, if I go to any magic dealer at any convention, like Blackpool or Magic Live or whatever, and I buy something, it's like, here's the money, here's your bag, I'll see you later. And it doesn't transcend, so I don't get any of the benefits. If that, do you know what I mean? Is that a thing that could happen in the future?
Yeah.
It's happening. It's happening now. The future is now.
Yeah.
Craig. Nice. So, yeah, basically, as Harry said, these gift cards are great. So if you want to buy it for someone else, you get your email, you can print it out, give it to them, or you can send them the email. You press a button, instantly puts a digital gift card in their wallet. But at conventions, we will have our iPad with us. If Craig Petty comes up to the stand and buys something, it goes into the system, and the points will be added to your account. So it will just be like buying it online. So if there's any videos attached to it, they're automatically populated in your account. Mm-hmm. So you'll get exactly the same benefits you'll get from buying online. The other great thing is if you come up to us at a convention, as long as we've got the iPad with us, which we are planning to take to all of them, And you say, oh, I've got a gift card, I bet, because we couldn't take vouchers at the stand and everything.
Like, right this year, do that.
Yeah. But if you say, oh, we've got this gift card, no problem. Boom, the iPad will scan it and it will just do everything.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It will do everything. So honestly, it's...
And even, like, just last thing, I think this is the last, well, it's not the last thing, but for now, tracking is just so important. And so you get more updates on your tracking. So at each thing you can see, okay, it's in the UK. Okay, it's at the depot. Okay, it's at the airport. It's leaving. You know what I mean? You can see a lot more with it as well. And that is domestic, but that is international, but we have found a way to do it domestically as well. So everyone should be getting updates, basically, which is really cool.
Yeah, mate. Come through to your phone, and if you've got the there's an app called it's the shop app or something. I don't know if you've heard of that. There's an app called the shop app, and basically any company that uses this software will be sort of connected with the shop app. And a lot of companies use this base software. Ours uses the base software, but then we've had it programmed to do what we need it to do. But what happens is in the shop app, you could buy something from, you know, whatever clothing company, something from a coffee company and something from Alexam. All your tracking information and orders are in this one app. So you can say, oh, my coffee order's coming today from so-and-so. My trousers are turning up from here. My tricks turn up from here. It's very, very clever. It's a really clever system. And because it is based on a very popular core system, it automatically updates. So when they bring in new features, it's just automatically on our site.
That's great.
And I believe the servers are now hosted at, on Amazon servers, I believe. So we should be able to handle another Craig Petty live launch.
Well, I doubt it.
Without crashing.
I doubt it. With a new one coming out. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jesus. When that new one comes out, that would have been testing the site.
It's a good job that we've got the new site when that one comes out.
Yeah.
I want to actually talk to you about something about that. But before we do, let me ask you one more question, because I know that people that are watching this are going to want me to bring it up. When it first launched, the Magic Cafe had a couple of issues, didn't they? Now, obviously, you would expect them to, because it's the fucking Magic Cafe. But a couple of people had a couple of issues. There were some teething problems when it first launched, but... that they're all sorted now, is that right? I just want to if anybody's still heard of that stuff, or
we're still working on stuff. So what Harry sort of mentioned there was what we're starting with. We got loads of stuff planned. Now I'll explain a couple of things about the new site. I think because of the GDPR, whatever it is, the data protection stuff, we could take across all of your account details, but we can't transfer passwords. So because of the data protection, we can't just shove a load of people in a new site and say, they've given us permission. You can't do that. So what happened is we have to send out an activation code, and it says, hi Craig, you know, you've tried to open an account, click here to activate it. And then you click there, you activate the account, then you can get into your account. Okay, it's a bit of a pain, but it's the law.
I had that, and I just clicked on it, and then I had that thing saying, welcome to Alakazam.
It takes 2 seconds, and it's just a legal thing. There's no way of getting around it, unless we were just building on our old site, but we're not. This is a complete new thing, and we've imported everything. The other thing...
So just before you go, guys, if you are struggling to log in, but you had an account on our old site... All you do is you look through your emails, find that one, and you just click activate account, and then it will bring you through to a new site. You re-enter a password, whether it's your old one or your new one, doesn't matter, and then that will give you an account. But if you can't find that email, just go on our site, on the live chat function, which is another great feature, obviously. The live chat function at the bottom, chat to a wizard, say, hi, I can't log in, and then we'll just resend you a code, just in case you're struggling to log on.
I will say as well, there is something else I want to talk about, but the live chat feature, now Harry said this, there's loads of ways to contact Alakazam. I mean, you know, we're not hidden. We've got a shop, We answer the phone.
And it's still, you talk to us as well.
Yeah. It's important. You can email in and we've got live chat. So anyone that goes on Facebook and says, oh, you know, why can't I get into my account? There's no need to put it on Facebook because, like, Mark Zuckerberg don't know how to do it. Come to us.
Yeah.
And we'll get you into your account. And there's plenty of ways to do it. But the beauty is we were very bad on things like Facebook Messenger because, you know, we're dealing with the site and we've got loads of ways to contact us. So we sort of, not that we ignored it, but we didn't go on there that often. Our new live chat connects to our Instagram, connects to our Messenger, Facebook Messenger, and connects live. So you could send us a message on Facebook Messenger and that will pop up on our screen here and we can reply.
So
it's all connected in the same place.
That's sick. That's great.
So we don't miss anything. And the other day when we launched, we were helping customers till about, I think we ended up going to bed about 1 a.m. Helping customers get into their account. And the messages were coming in from everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and boom, we just replied from the same place. And that's a really good thing. One of the biggest issues, which was always going to be a problem, it has been solved, but it will take a few days to populate, is people's past academy courses.
Mm.
So past academy courses and downloads. At first, we were told there's no way we can get that stuff across. We can't get it across. It's a different system. Your products are going to be named differently with different codes. It won't know what to connect to who, but it's impossible. And then me and Harry spoke about it. Harry had this great idea. We approached the software developers and they said, yeah, we think that will work. So they've had to custom build a system to bring those in. That is going to take a bit of time to do. But the old site is still there.
Yep.
The web address has changed. It is now old.alakazam.co.uk. So
that was your URL. Sorry,
This it's guy. True. Yeah, it will be. When
you're getting it. Done today.
When you're picking it, the picture of me.
That's funny.
So, yeah, but you've still got your old account. Everything is there. All your downloads, all your academies. So, and we're going to keep it there for the next 3-4 months.
Until everything's over.
Mm. Yeah, until we know this thing is super stable and, you know, there are no issues. So you haven't lost anything. Mm. It's all there. The only thing, and we have made this clear, the only thing that cannot be transferred is all the history and any loyalty points that you may have had. And we have said that for the last 8 months.
And also, just quickly, because we got the old site back up, we can't transfer over stuff that isn't Alakazam. So if you've got any Murphy's downloads, then you can go back in there and download them. That's absolutely fine. But any products that you've registered, any Alakazam streaming videos or academies, we deal with them. We can transfer them. But yeah, that's why we got the old site back up, just to go back through and just have a look. Anything that is not Alakazam, then yeah, download that.
Yep. Now here's a question. If the old site is still up and running and people haven't transferred their loyalty points across because they can't, if they can prove to you that those loyalty points are still there through the old site, would you honour those points when they're 100%. Shopping on the new site?
100%.
And the problem is that there's no issue.
No, yeah. No, there is an issue. Just technically, we couldn't transfer them.
And the order history is still on the old site as well. So everyone's order history...
Yeah,
it's still on the old site, so they can go and grab those CVF files or whatever.
100%. 100%.
And we're keeping that for a couple of months, yeah.
Yeah, I would say it'll be up there for a good sort of 3-4 months. So there's plenty of time. And I know, you know, I have emails, I've had them in the last couple of days. Oh, I know you said 8 months ago, download our stuff, but I haven't got around to doing it. Where can I access it? And I say, I always said that the old site would still be there for a few months. So it is there. You're not going to lose anything. We would never let anyone lose anything. Even if our guys would have turned around and said, there's no way we can transfer them, we would have just issued codes to everyone to re-download them.
No.
You know, we wouldn't have, you know, there's no way we would let people lose.
No. And I hear it on the phone sometimes. You can hear people sort of stressed out and stuff. But yeah, we've said, you know, we wouldn't do that because there's some, you know what I mean, you bought it. So we're not, we wouldn't do that. So.
Yeah, we would always find a way to get it to you. But the big point was, at first, we were told it couldn't be transferred. It just wouldn't link up because the product code will be different on the new site than it is on the old site. And it wouldn't know who was connected to who because it couldn't get over your order history, because obviously the new software is not going to accept orders from an old bit of software because they haven't gone through the system. Yeah. The other thing I want to mention as well, when we're populating your accounts, they are actually going through as purchases. So if you get like little random emails saying you've just bought an academy that you bought 10 years ago or 5 years, don't stress out.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, there's obviously no money coming out of your account, but it just has to go through with a value because it's an old, it's being put in your account basically.
Yeah, so it's not charging you for anything, but it's just seeing it as a sale. Yeah. And going in. I will say as well, the loyalty point system is going to be switched off until Monday while this process is going through.
Okay, that's fine.
So
I know that for the last few months, you've been holding off on doing any academies because you didn't want to do any on the old sites while you knew that you could. Because originally, I mean, you've been trying to get this launched for a while, haven't you? I mean, that's why you two went to Blackpool, because you were thinking it was going to launch at Blackpool weekend.
Yeah.
So are you going to be relaunching the academies soon when everything's under control? I've had so many people turn around to me and saying, when's your third Coin Magic Academy, blah, blah, blah. So is that something that you guys are planning on doing at some point soon?
100%. The academy is going to be back. We did hold them off because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen with the transfer and everything else. But now the new website's there. Once I reckon, you know, it's going to take a good couple of weeks for everything to go across and everything to be, you know, for me to really test it and go, okay, I'm really happy with the way this is working. We tested it last night with the after show for the new product, and it worked flawlessly. It was great. I just want to give it some vigorous testing. But yes, the academies are going to be back, and it's going to be something we're going to try and do one or two academies per month. So we're going to try and bring it back in like it used to be. Harry's taking charge of the academies now as well, which will be good.
That's great. So Harry, you're taking more of a step back from orders and stuff, and you're going to be spending more time working on that side of things. And
more sort of website-y bits, just purely because sending out orders, you know, you're stuck behind. Not that you're stuck behind there, but you know what I mean? It's just better if I do different bits and stuff. So
he's going to be doing the academies and site and stuff.
I'm so glad the academies are coming back. And you guys have been killing it on social media as well. The Alakazam day in the life thing, that was honestly the funniest video I've seen all year was you just standing outside Alakazam and looking up at that. Honestly, I must have watched it about 20 times. I've never laughed so hard in my life.
Do you know what?
He was not happy with me, I tell you. He could have been on the roof.
I was editing that day, right? So I get this call Harry said, at home. And Harry said, Dan, can you come in? And I went, why? He said, oh, just come in. I really need you. And I went, oh, okay. So I stopped what I'm doing, jumped in the car. All right, it's only 5 minutes away. Got out of the car and he said, do me a favor, can you just stand there? And I went, he said, look up. I went, okay. And he went, that's it. And I went, right, I was just editing. He went, no, that's it. You can go now.
So I'm not happy.
The next thing I know, this thing is up there.
Oh, that's brilliant. That is awesome. Yeah, if people haven't checked them out, your Instagram is absolutely popping. I mean, you and Andy and special guests putting loads of visual stuff on there, the stuff you're doing on TikTok, the stuff you're doing on Instagram. Like, seriously, you've massively upped your social media game over the last few months.
Legend. Thank you very much. It's good fun, you know, and we've had great feedback. And I think we've nearly doubled the following on Facebook in the last thing.
Yeah.
Because I saw it the other day and it has gone up a hell of a lot. But yeah, I mean, it's great. And we've got loads of different products. We're finding ways to not just show you the basic stuff that, not the basic stuff you see all the time, that's wrong, but not just the normal quick change in front of a camera. You know, we're trying to think of ways to incorporate effects you might use on stage in a real environment, you know, because we don't just want to be showing stuff that's only social media based, which is another thing as well. We've got a site, a section on the new site, which says as seen on social media. So anything we've done will be in that section for you to look at, which is good.
And last Friday,
no,
I was going to say, last Friday we had Harry's BGT brother come in, James Samuel, who is smashing it.
Absolutely smashing
it on social media.
Doing well good.
So him and Harry done a little video together as well. And yeah, it's really good.
That's wicked. That's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, you, Harry, you were the very first, I was speaking to Lloyd Barnes about this the other day. You were the very first person in the world to perform Lux on social media.
No way.
Yeah, nobody else. I mean, it got launched. It wasn't. I mean, obviously there was a trailer, but outside of the trailer, you were the first person to put a performance up on anywhere in the world.
I love it. It's so good. It's brilliant. So tell Lloyd, it's brilliant. It's wicked. So honestly, cool. Everyone that brings up, I just go, if I bought this, I'd be over the moon with it. It's so clever, and there's so many different routines you can do with it. You know, it's not until they think about it. And that's why we've done two performances, the X moving and the sort of just jokey mentalism-y sunglasses one. Because it's not until you see the two different things that you think, oh, wow, you could do that. Do you know what I mean? The possibilities are endless. It's great.
Oh, they really are.
I've got, I'll throw this out there quickly for anyone that buys Lux. There's a routine that I've been playing with, and it's purely just a bit like a sort of what's the trick called, like a bit of a brainwave effect. But so I have seven cards.
Oh, not princess cards.
Like a bit like a princess card trick type thing. So I've got seven cards, and I say, Craig, we're going to try something with these cards in a moment. I've made a prediction. I'll tell you now, the prediction is hidden in plain sight. What I mean by that is, on one of these cards I've written you a message with this pen. Now in a moment you're going to choose one of these cards. You see, we've got some pitch cards, some number cards, black cards, red cards. We've only got one heart in there. That might be trying to draw you towards that. But the choice in a moment is going to be yours, because I know which one you're going to pick. And remember what I said, it's hidden in plain sight. And now you choose anyone. I hand you the torch, put it over them. None of them have got anything on it. And the one that you're on just says, you will pick me. Lloyd may have done something on the video similar, so I haven't watched the video, but
that's great.
Love the line hidden in plain sight. Mm. It just explains exactly what's happening.
That's really good.
It makes sense of it all as well.
That's amazing. Well, I'm going to ask you one more thing, as I've got you both on the, as I've both got you here. Obviously, since Blackpool, you've had two releases come up, two live launches. Both have been Nicholas Mavrefsis. Both have been really, really good. The one last night was Personalities, which... Nemid Phoenix has been performing daily since getting in at Blackpool. Like, it's such a killer routine. But can you spill the beans or give us any hints on any of the new releases coming up over the next rest of the year? Because I know I've been in Alakazam and I've been in that back office and I've seen that board, and you need more board. Like, there's so much stuff on there. It's insane. So, you know,
there's most probably seven routines already packed, like ready to release. They're missing things like trailer or instruction stuff. So we got a lot of stuff backed up. But within the next, let's say within the next 3 months, we've got a new effect by me and Harry, which I am extremely pleased. It's something that was the core idea came to me about 5-6 years ago. It was on the shelf for ages, and then I showed Harry, and Harry started throwing some ideas in, and I would say it could be the best thing I've ever done.
Wow.
So
it is good.
It's a bit of magic, bit of mentalism.
I've done it out and about sort of 3-4 times spectators, and it's had great reactions. And my girlfriend's family are, no offense, when it comes to shining magic tricks, they are typical. They watch Penn and Teller Fool Us, they watch every magician online, and they go, oh, see what you've done there. Name a number between 1 and 52. 52. That's the type of audience they are.
Yeah.
And this blue biome is brilliant. And it's so visual. And there's so many little nuances that just eliminate different things in their head. And yeah, it's really good.
It's great. So it really plays with that. But the thing that has got me, right, really inspired
the most
is a new effect by that gentleman right there, Craig Petty, or a new effect to us that we're bringing out. And it's being released in June. So it will most likely be the end of June for our live launch. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not sales talk. Craig can, you know, verify this. Harry can speak to anyone I speak to on a regular basis, and they will tell you this is the truth. I don't think I have ever been so inspired by a project than I have with this one. Mm-hmm. It's a genre of magic that I'm just not really interested in. Yet suddenly, it's the only thing I'm playing with.
Yeah.
And I've literally fallen in love with it. This sounds like sales talk, and it really isn't, because I have also come up with my own routine choosing it, because this is a big project.
Yeah.
Mm. This is a big project that Craig's offering here. And this thing, to me, this I think this is the biggest project we're going to be releasing this year.
I would say it's the biggest project I would say we've released since I've been there. I can't think of anything else.
And it's just, I don't want to be really cryptic and everything else, because obviously I'm not going to say what it is just yet. But it, for me, it's a genre of magic that I've only ever dabbled in before. Two of my working routines were part of this genre, only two. When we filmed this project, I thought to myself, right, I've got to learn a couple of these. That was my attitude.
Yeah.
That literally was my attitude. I've got to learn a couple of these because I've got to learn to them. That was the attitude. So I learned one of the effects. I went, that's blooming good, that. That's really good, that. And then I just learned another one. Then I came up with my own variation of one of yours. Then I came up with another effect. Then I learned another one of yours. And I tell you what it was. I think deep down in here, I thought, this is going to be so hard. It's going to be so hard. It's going to take me to. And the problem is, you know, nowadays, if something's going to take me 6 months to learn, I haven't got the time. I haven't got the time. The beauty of this project is there's something that you can learn in 15 minutes, and I think it looks world class.
It does.
And the moment I did that, I just went, oh my God, this, you know, there's a couple of knuckle busting routines on there.
Yeah, there are,
But most of them,
I think it's something, how many is it? 13 or something?
I think there's at least 13. Then I've got a couple of bonus ones.
Because if you remember, when we were filming the project, I actually created another one while I was in the studio.
Which is, and you know, it's honestly, so good. This project, the end of June, I can't wait. I can wait, because I don't want everyone's doing it now.
But
I don't think I've ever said that about a product, but like Wayne Goodman, every day I Zoom with Wayne. And he's like, I said to him, when we get them in, I'll send you one, right? And I've been, every time I'm on Zoom, I'm going, oh, do you mind if I show you this? I'm bringing the table in. I've got the table here, right? All that I'm rehearsing on. In the front row.
Which I've never seen him have in my whole life.
Jenny don't usually let me have it in here, but, you know,
I'm excited. It's like Christmas.
But, yeah, every time I'm showing it to Wayne every day, and he keeps going, when are they coming in? I'm going, oh, not yet. And I, I, Part of me don't. I'm going to send him one, but part of me don't want to. So I don't want him doing it.
That's so funny. And the performances that we got for it were really nice, like full live performances.
That's the thing. We saw it in the real world working. You know, we saw Craig performing it in the real world working. So we saw the we knew it already, but we saw the power to spectators. Yeah. You know what I mean? We saw just how good it is. Craig went up to a group, he just used this thing and then walked away. You know what I mean? And it was more than enough, wasn't it? It was killer. They loved it.
There's such a variety of effects on the project. I mean, all right, they're all the same genre, but you can go from one to the other. It's not as if they're all like just a tiny variation of the other. They are completely different effects. You pick three or four, you've got a whole act. You've got a whole close-up act, whether it be parlor, walk around. It's great. I don't want to talk any more about it because we're being very cryptic, but it's coming out in June. And I am truly excited about it. And and I'm being 100% honest. I don't think I've been this inspired to learn magic for a long time, to learn new magic. And that's the absolute truth. I'll learn a trick. You know, there's certain tricks I want to learn. And, you know, things like the collector, I love it. And when you say you're going to learn it, it takes you 5 minutes to learn it. This is something that, you know, there's a couple of easy tricks on there, but they do, you know, there's a bit more going on than a standard self-working trick. So, and for me to sort of sit down and go, do you know what? I need to know.
It makes you feel like a magician, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got me back into that excitement stage. And when I'm not going to show you what it is. I'm going to move all this, but I'm going to show you. Look, I'm not lying. I'm putting this there because I don't want to give anything away. But look, my table is set up there, right? So it's there. I'm going to put my stuff back on. So I'm going to practice it again in a minute.
That's amazing.
It's good. It's exciting.
Yeah. So the future, basically, we're going to sum this up. The future is bright. New website, new innovations, social media going through the roof, new followers, new fans, new routines, new projects. And we haven't even touched on the stuff that's happening with Ace Magic Studios and all the other creators that you're working with. Man, looks like the future is very bright for Alakazam, right? It's really good to see. It
really is. And I tell you what, just touching on Ace as well, those guys have got some great stuff coming out.
Like, I interviewed Bevo today. I don't know if you saw the interview. I did an interview.
Yeah,
and he's such a nice guy. And he was talking about some of the stuff that's coming out. I mean, I got a chance for him to kind of talk me through a new Chris Congreve effect that's coming out.
Yeah,
and man, I need that thing. I need it now. That sounds so good. That's right up my street.
Yeah, well, Steve-O's just come up with a brilliant trick, which it's not the same as gossip at all. You know, it's completely different, but part of the inspiration of what it is as a physical item was from gossip. And Steve-O created this thing. Gary done an amazing job on the design of it as well. But they've got so many great things. I mean, they're two very clever guys, you know, two very clever guys. And we're really excited for what's to come from Ace this year.
And one last question before we sign off. A lot of people who watch this are from the States. You are going to be at Magic Live, or so representatives of Alakazam are going to be at Magic Live, right? We're going to have the Boy Wonder there this year, right?
The Boy Wonder's going. And I tell you what, if they are going to Magic Live, if anyone's going there, the project we just spoke about that I'm raving about.
Both of them as well.
Both of them. The new one by myself and Harry and the new one by you will both be available as pre-releases at Magic Live.
So you're doing a soft launch there. Wow. It's exciting. So, well, I'll tell everyone right now, I'm going to be at Magic Live as well. So if anybody wants to see it in the flesh, I will happily perform what Peter's been talking to you about. Just come over and see me at Magic Live and I'll go through it with everybody. No problem.
Brilliant.
Lovely.
That's awesome. Guys, thank you so much. Again, down below, I'm going to put the URL. It's Alakazam Magic. alakazam.co.uk.
Alakazam.co.uk.
Do we still have the USA states, or now that everything...
We do, but in a couple of months, that will all be combined with ours. We still have Mark shipping stuff, but it will all be combined one place, which will be great.
Okay, so it's all going to be alakazam.co.uk, worldwide shipping. Say hi from me.
I will just also say, we had a...
One sec, I'll be back.
No worries. We had a message from, I can't remember the guy's name, but he messaged anyway, and he said that our shipping from the UK got to him faster than other sort of shipping from America, and he's in America.
Wow.
Which is good, yeah. So we do super fast shipping. So if you are outside the UK, and maybe you've never ordered from outside of your country, or you've never ordered from the UK, everything gets sent tracked. We send internationally every single day, so you haven't got to worry about that. And it is super fast. I think you got it in under a week, which is good.
Well, you're getting more and more international customers at Alakazam now than ever before, because a lot of your stuff doesn't go into other magic dealers because it's exclusive to Alakazam. So the only place you can get it is from you guys, right?
Yeah, and if you have an Alakazam, if you have an order which is just Alakazam products, it's free worldwide shipping, no matter where you are. If you're in the UK, it's free shipping over £40. And if you're outside the UK, if your order comes to more than £70, then it's free shipping as well.
Yeah. You do realise that the purpose of running a business is to make money, right?
He's gone, so I'm just going to tell you it right now. All right. But yeah, it's like that. And even better, at the top, there's a bar which live updates with how much you need to add to get that free shipping. So if you're outside the UK, it will say you've got a £20 item in there. It will say you've got £50 left. If you add a £1 product, you've got £49 left, so you get free shipping. And obviously, it's all tracked and everything like that. So it's good.
Mate, that's amazing. Alakazam.co.uk. Check them out on TikTok. Check them out on Instagram. Check them out on YouTube. Check them out on Facebook. Every Tuesday you go live with the Alakazam Live. Product launches all the time. The website's now up and running. Guys, thank you so much.
And if you're interested, I still post on MySpace.
No, good. We'll look you up on there.
Four followers.
Honestly, I've never even had MySpace. I don't even know what that is.
I think you were about six when that came out. So fun.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Guys, thanks very much. I'll see you again soon. Guys, hope you enjoyed the interview. Leave a comment down below and go check out Alakazam. I'll see you again. Thanks a lot, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast.
Magic, magic.
Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel.
Magic TV.
Which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic Podcast.